till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire and Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Had enough of career politicians? I have. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. It is time to cure Washington of politics as usual. I have the backbone, knowledge, and guts to fix illegal immigration, inflation, and national security. I will protect our freedoms. It is time we cure what ails America. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
And now, we return to this Jerry Stewart Christmas special.
Hello and welcome back to this special Christmas program. I'm Jerry Stewart. One of the things I like best about this very special season is all the Christmas music. I can't think of a single Christmas song I don't like. But just who sang the first Christmas song? The angels. The Bible tells us that they appeared to the shepherds. It was like a grand heavenly choir singing glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all men. That was the very first Christmas song. And since that first song was sung over 2,000 years ago, literally thousands of Christmas songs have been written. It was in the early 1950s that one longtime cowboy and Western singer, Mr. Gene Autry, recorded a song that became a huge hit. The song was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and us kids back then loved it. But this very popular Christmas song has a special significance in my life because my singing that song put me in a very strange situation. It was Christmas 1954, and like all first graders, I was so excited about all the holiday happenings. Well, just about that same time, television was still very new in America. Most people still didn't even own a TV. But in my town, the local TV station was experimenting by bringing on some local programming. And onto the scene came a new TV program, The Bobby Peters Show. Now, it was strictly a kid's show, and Bobby Peters, with his pure white hair, wearing, of all things, a tuxedo, would make the show fun for kids. The audience was made up of kids, and they'd have birthday party groups with games and prizes and kind of a talent show. All of this on live TV. Well, my mother heard about this new show and this idea of kids going on to the show to sing or dance or whatever, and she thought of me. I was already a bit of a ham, and at 6 years old, I could carry a tune. So my mom took me to the TV station to try out. I can still remember walking into that big room with black tile floors, standing by a grand piano while a lady played and I sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Well, after I finished, Mr. Peters talked with my mom and it was all set. I would come on the show that Saturday before Christmas and sing. Now, I was just a rowdy 6-year-old kid. I didn't pay much attention to what was going on. So when Saturday morning came, my mom dressed me in my Sunday best and took me to the studio. Quite frankly, I had never really connected the whole live TV thing. When I got there, it was a little different setup. They had me stand behind a curtain during the show until it came time for me to sing. And then when it was time, Bobby Peters, all dressed up in his fancy tuxedo, the studio stands full of kids ready to have some fun, he introduced me and the curtain opened. When it opened, I marched my way out to the spot there by the piano, faced all the kids in the audience, and on cue, began to sing. Now at first, everything was fine, but then something began to happen. There was this man who had this sort of box on wheels, and he began to push that box closer and closer to me as I sang. Now, I didn't know exactly who this guy was, but he was definitely in my space. Why didn't somebody tell him to get off the stage? But nobody did. Now remember, I was only 6 years old, and all I wanted to do was to sing my song and get out of there. But this guy kept getting closer and closer, but I was determined to do my job. I kept my eyes on the audience and continued to sing, but then something happened. This man with this box on wheels began to do this. "Psst, kid, look over here. Hey, look over here." "What?" "Ignore him. Ignore him," I said. "Keep singing." Until finally, it was too much. Just when the right moment came and there was a brief piano interlude, I turned to this fellow and said quite loud, "Hey, why don't you just leave me alone? Can't you see I'm trying to sing?" And then, as if nothing had just happened, I turned back to the audience and on cue, finished my song. When I was through, I headed for the exit, but Mr. Peters grabbed me up, laughing and clapping. He was cracking up. And he asked me the all-important question, "Jerry, can you come back again next week?" And I answered emphatically, "No," and I marched off the stage. Well, I did find out shortly after that who that guy was. He was the TV cameraman, and the box was a TV camera. I had just told a cameraman on live TV to get lost. Well, over the next few months, Bobby Peters continued to ask me back, and with the help of my mother's bribes of toys and trips, reluctantly, I kept going back. And these times, I looked at the camera. But to this day, when I hear the song, "Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer," I think about that white-haired man in that tuxedo, all the kids yelling and carrying on, and that guy, that pesky guy, with that box, and me on live TV telling him to get lost. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with more of this special Christmas program after these messages.
If you're enjoying this special holiday program today and you'd like to know how to get your own copy, you can visit my website at www.jerrystewartusa.com. All of the information is right there. Or you can call our office at 817-995-6965 and someone will answer to help you. Or you may be thinking about getting today's order packet as a Christmas present for that special patriotic someone. And I can tell you that these programs do make great gifts. So if you'd like to know more about our work and to read some great stories, just go to my website at jerrystewartusa.com, and there are hundreds of great true stories of America right there, and they are all free for you to read and enjoy. Once again, thanks so much for listening, for supporting my programs, and thanks for being a great American. Now, enjoy the rest of the show, and God bless you. Are you looking for something different to get your children, your grandchildren, or family members for Christmas this year? How about a subscription to our website, where they will get so many great stories of our history that are written and audio and video, and the subscription is for the whole family, not just per person. So a family with several children can have all of the opportunity to learn more about our American history together, and we need that. So go to www.jerrystewartusa.com and sign up now for the best patriot gift that you can give this year. It's up to us to make sure the next generation understands where we have come from and be the next leaders to stand up and keep our nation free. For more information or to get your own Patriot sign-up gift now, go to www.jerrystewartusa.com or call our office at 817-995-6965. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
The WellConnect end-of-the-year blowout sale is here. A factory-direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a WellConnect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A WellConnect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Hello and welcome back to this special Christmas program. I'm Jerry Stewart. Sadly, today in America, there is much discussion and dispute about what to do with this day, Christmas. Some want to do away with it completely. Others say, oh no, keep the holiday, just get rid of any religious connections. But the truth is this, simply and powerfully this. Without Christ, without the Christ child, there would be no Christmas. And consider this, no person in all of our recorded history has had more written about him than Jesus Christ. In fact, the encyclopedia itself devotes more words to Jesus than to Aristotle, Julius Caesar, or the great Napoleon. No life has been more carefully examined and so carefully noted. And more importantly, no life has reached down so many centuries with so great an impact on so many millions of people as the life of Christ. And now I give you the most important Christmas story, the story of that first Christmas. It all began in Nazareth with a young Jewish girl. Her name was Mary. She was chosen by God to carry his only begotten son. She was very young, perhaps as young as 13, and her pregnancy caused quite a stir. After all, she was a virgin and engaged to a man, Joseph. At first, he was reluctant to marry her, knowing he wasn't the father. But when Joseph learned of God's plan through a dream, he was willing to take on whatever might come. It was late in Mary's pregnancy when Joseph was given notice to travel to Bethlehem, his hometown, to be registered and to pay his taxes. Of course, back then, any travel was hard and dangerous. There were thieves and robbers at every turn. The distance they had to travel was over 70 miles of hills and mountains, and of course, there were no buses or planes. Add all of this to Mary's pregnancy, and you can see just what a dilemma this must have been. But nevertheless, they had to go. And finally, upon reaching Bethlehem, I'm sure they were both dog-tired. Although Mary had been riding a donkey, she was exhausted and expecting her child at any time. When they arrived in town, well, you know the story. All the inns were full. There was no place to stay. Until finally, Joseph begged for a place that his weary wife could rest. They were given a place in a barn. It was probably cold and drafty, most of all, dirty. Plus, it was full of animals, perhaps animals that had been ridden all day. They were dusty and probably kind of smelly. Nevertheless, this was the chosen place for the King of Kings to be born. Now, for this all-important occasion, who do you think was invited? Kings and dignitaries? No. When God sent out the invitations through the angels, he went to the shepherds. Just why do you think he invited them as opposed to, say, King Herod or some other dignitaries? Of course, Herod wouldn't be invited. He wanted this young child killed. He proved this by later doing that exact thing, killing all male children in the area under the age of two. But I believe that there's a more important reason why God chose to tell the shepherds. You see, in those days, the occupation of shepherd was a lowly job. In fact, most people didn't even associate with them because they were typically poor, and they carried the strong animal odor of the sheep they cared for. But nevertheless, that night, a host of angels came forth glorifying God with this good news, that the Savior of all mankind had been born. They invited these shepherds to come and see, come and worship. At first, they were afraid. After all, a whole host of angels. But upon hearing the message and the invitation extended, the shepherds came. What did they see? A very special event. The angels told them that it was good news of a great joy which shall be for all people. They said, "For unto you today is born a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." And even though the shepherds were told to look for a child lying in a manger, they must have been both shocked and surprised to find any newborn child in a barn, much less the long-awaited Christ child. At first, they might have had their doubt, but as they looked at the scene, there was truly something special happening there. They knew this newborn babe was more than just a mere child. They fell to their knees in reverence. They knew they were in a holy place. And then, we're told, they went out into the night praising and glorifying God for all they had seen and heard. But there were at least three others invited that night. The wise men. They were from the east. They followed a star. And though they didn't make it to the manger that night, they did come, bringing gifts, gold, frankincense, myrrh, gifts for a king, the very first Christmas gifts given. And that's how it all began. But you still ask, why God's son, born to a girl from a simple life, born in a barn with only animals and lowly shepherds to witness the blessed event? Actually, I believe the answer is quite simple and quite amazing. God wanted there to be no doubt that this child, his son, came to earth for everyone, even the lowliest, and that later in life, when the time was right, this little child, now a man, would give the greatest gift, his life, as a sacrifice, once again, for everyone, even the lowliest. Billy Graham said it this way, "Christmas is not a myth, not a tradition, not a dream. It's a glorious reality, a time of joy. Bethlehem's manger crib became the link that bound a lost world to a loving God. And from that manger came a man who not only taught us a new way of life, but brought us into a new relationship with our Creator. Christmas means that God is interested in the affairs of people, that God loves us oh so much that He was willing to give us His Son. For unto us a child is born, to us a son is given, and He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." Wow, what a wonderful and amazing story. I'm so glad that Jesus came. Aren't you? I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with more of this special Christmas program after these messages. Are you looking for something different to get your children, your grandchildren, or family members for Christmas this year? How about a subscription to our website, where they will get so many great stories of our history that are written in audio and video, and the subscription is for the whole family, not just per person. So a family with several children can have all of the opportunity to learn more about our American history together. And we need that. So go to www.jerrystewartusa.com and sign up now for the best patriot gift that you can give this year. It's up to us to make sure the next generation understands where we have come from and be the next leaders to stand up and keep our nation free.
For more information or to get your own Patriot sign-up gift now, go to www.jerrystewartusa.com or call our office at 817-995-6965. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hello and welcome back to this special Christmas program. I'm Jerry Stewart. Christmas is my favorite day of the year. Why? Because it's not just another holiday. It's about a visitation, a special visitation over 2,000 years ago. Billy Graham said, "Christmas is not a myth, not a tradition, not a dream. It's a glorious reality, a time of joy." Bethlehem's manger crib became the link that bound a lost world to a loving God. Christmas means that God is interested in the affairs of men, that God loves us so much He was willing to give His Son. The story has been told of one old and lonely man, and on the night before Christmas, he had a dream. And in that dream, the Lord appeared to him and said, "Tomorrow on Christmas, I'm coming to your house to be your special guest." So when the man woke up, he was so happy and excited that Christ was coming. So he set his old and weary body busy decorating his modest little home with holly and brightly colored decorations. Then he waited and listened oh so closely to hear the steps of the Lord coming to his door. He thought, "How wonderful it would be to open my door and see my Lord's face." Well, as he waited, suddenly he heard a sound, so he ran to his window and looked outside. But all he saw standing in the snow was a shabby beggar, wearing worn and ragged clothes, and his shoes were torn. At first, the old man was sad. It wasn't his special Christmas guest at all. But as he looked at the cold and shabby beggar, he opened his door. "You must be so cold," he said, "and your poor feet must be frozen." So he asked the beggar inside. He fed him, gave him a nice warm coat and some new shoes. The old beggar was so thankful, but as he left, the old man noticed the clock. The day was slipping away, and the Lord had not come. Just how much longer would he have to wait? Then he heard a knock and he ran to the door. It was a bent old lady with a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked for a place to rest. So the old man invited her in and she sat on the very chair he had reserved for Christ. He gave her a warm cup of soup and allowed her to sit and rest. But the old man was worried. The day was just about gone. Had he misunderstood the dream? But when the old lady left, the old man got one last knock. He heard a cry, "Please help me, I'm lost." It was a lost child who had wandered in the snow and was lost. The old man helped the child home. But when he returned back to his own house, the old man was so sad. The day was gone, and the Lord had never come. He knelt and prayed, "Why, Lord, why didn't you come?" But then he heard a voice. It was the Lord. He said, "Do not dismay. I did come to you three times. I was the beggar with cold, sore feet, and I was the old woman you gave something to eat, and I was the lost child you helped back home.
I knocked 3 times, and 3 times you answered. And each time, I felt your warmth and your love. You see, of all the gifts, love is the best. And I was honored to be